Chapter 80. He had a lighted cigar in his hand, and brought with him airs of ale and tobacco smoke. Pancks the gypsy, apostrophe he observed out of breath, fortune-telling. Apostrophe he stood dingily smiling, and breathing hard at them, with a most curious air, as if, instead of being his proprietor's grubber, he were the triumphant proprietor of the Marshalsea, the Marshal, all the turnkeys, and all the collegians. In his great self-satisfaction he put his cigar to his lips, being evidently no smoker, and took such a pull at it, with his right eye shut up tight for the purpose, that he underwent a convulsion of shuddering and choking. But even in the midst of that paroxysm, he still essayed to repeat his favorite introduction of himself, Pyanx the guy ipsy, fortune-telling. Apostrophe, I am spending the evening with the rest of 'em, apostrophe said Pyanx. I've been singing. I've been taking a part in White Sand and Gray Sand. I don't know anything about it. Never mind. I'll take any part in anything. It's all the same, if you're loud enough. Apostrophe, at first Clennam supposed him to be intoxicated. But he soon perceived that, though he might be a little the worse or better for ale, the staple of his excitement was not brewed from malt or distilled from any grain or berry. How do you do, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Pyanx. I thought you wouldn't mind my running round and looking in for a moment. Mr. Clennam, I heard, was here from Mr. Dorrit. How are you, sir? Apostrophe, Clennam thanked him, and said he was glad to see him so gay. Gay. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Pyanx. I'm in wonderful feather, sir. I can't stop a minute, or I shall be missed, and I don't want them to miss me. Eh, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he seemed to have an insatiate delight in appealing to her, and looking at her. Excitedly sticking his hair up at the same moment, like a dark species of cockatoo. I haven't been here half an hour. I knew Mr. Dorrit was in the chair, and I said, I'll go and support him. I ought to be down in Bleeding Heart Yard by rights, but I can worry them tomorrow. Eh, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, his little black eyes sparkled electrically. His very hair seemed to sparkle as he roughened it. He was in that highly charged state that one might have expected to draw sparks and snaps from him by presenting a knuckle to any part of his figure. Capital company here, apostrophe said Pyanx. Eh, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, she was half afraid of him, and irresolute what to say. He laughed, with a nod towards Clennam. Don't mind him, Miss Dorrit. He's one of us. We agreed that you shouldn't take on to mind me before people, but we didn't mean Mr. Clennam. He's one of us. He's in it. And you, Mr. Clennam? Eh, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the excitement of this strange creature was fast communicating itself to Clennam. Little Dorrit, with amazement, saw this, and observed that they exchanged quick looks. I was making a remark, apostrophe said Pyanx, but I declare I forget what it was. Oh, I know. Capital company here. I've been treating them all round. Eh, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, very generous of you, apostrophe she returned, noticing another of the quick looks between the two. Not at all, apostrophe said Pyanx. Don't mention it. I'm coming into my property, that's the fact. I can afford to be liberal. I think I'll give them a treat here. Tables laid in the yard. Bread in stacks. Pipes in faggots. Tobacco in haloes. Roast beef and plum pudding for everyone. Quart of double stout ahead. Pint of wine too, if they like it, and the authorities give permission. Eh, Miss Dorrit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she was thrown into such a confusion by his manner, or rather by Clennam's growing understanding of his manner, for she looked to him after every fresh appeal and cockatoo demonstration on the part of Mr. Pyanx, that she only moved her lips in answer, without forming any word. And oh, by the by, apostrophe, apostrophe, said Pyanx, you were to live to know what was behind us on that little hand of yours. And so you shall, my darling. Eh, Miss Dorrit? apostrophe, he had suddenly checked himself. Where he got all the additional black prongs from, that now flew up all over his head like the myriads of points that break out in the large change of a great firework, was a wonderful mystery. But I shall be missed, apostrophe he came back to that, and I don't want them to miss me. Mr. Clennam, you and I made a bargain. I said you should find me stick to it. You shall find me stick to it now, sir, if you will step out of the room a moment. Miss Dorrit, I wish you good night. Miss Dorrit, I wish you good fortune. Apostrophe, he rapidly shook her by both hands, and puffed downstairs. Arthur followed him with such a hurried step, that he had very nearly tumbled over him on the last landing, and rolled him down into the yard. What is it, for heaven's sake? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Arthur demanded, when they burst out there both together. Stop a moment, sir. Mr. Rugg. Let me introduce him. Apostrophe, with those words he presented another man without a hat, and also with a cigar, and also surrounded with a halo of ale and tobacco smoke, which man, though not so excited as himself, was in a state which would have been akin to lunacy, but for its fading into sober method, when compared with the rampancy of Mr. Panks. Mr. Clennam, Mr. Rugg, apostrophe said Panks. Stop a moment. Come to the pump. Apostrophe, they adjourned to the pump. Mr. Panks, instantly putting his head under the spout, requested Mr. Rugg to take a good strong turn at the handle. Mr. Rugg complying to the letter, Mr. Panks came forth snorting and blowing to some purpose, and dried himself on his handkerchief. I am the clearer for that, apostrophe he gasped to Clennam standing astonished. But upon my soul, to hear her father making speeches in that chair, knowing what we know, and to see her up in that room in that dress, knowing what we know, is enough to give me a back, Mr. Rugg, a little higher, sir, that'll do. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then and there, on that Marshalsea pavement, in the shades of evening, did Mr. Panks, of all mankind, fly over the head and shoulders of Mr. Rugg of Pentonville, general agent, accountant, and recoverer of debts. Alighting on his feet, he took Clennam by the buttonhole, led him behind the pump, and pantingly produced from his pocket a bundle of papers. Mr. Rugg, also, pantingly produced from his pocket a bundle of papers. Stay. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Clennam in a whisper. You have made a discovery. Apostrophe, Mr. Panks answered, with an unction which there is no language to convey, we rather think so. Apostrophe, does it implicate anyone? Apostrophe, apostrophe, how implicate, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, in any suppression or wrongdealing of any kind. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not a bit of it. Apostrophe, thank God. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Clennam to himself. Now show me. Apostrophe, you are to understand, snorted Panks, feverishly unfolding papers, and speaking in short high-pressure blasts of sentences, where's the pedigree? Where's schedule number 4, Mr. Rugg? Oh. All right. Here we are. You are to understand that we are this very day virtually complete. We shan't be legally for a day or two. Call it at the outside a week. We've been at it night and day for I don't know how long. Mr. Rugg, you know how long? Never mind. Don't say. You'll only confuse me. You shall tell her, Mr. Clennam. Not till we give you leave. Where's that rough total, Mr. Rugg? Oh. Here we are. There, sir. That's what you'll have to break to her. That man's your father of the Marshalsea. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.